Hello and welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today we're going to learn why God created us. It's only human to want what we want. But is life just supposed to be about what we want? Or have we been created for another purpose? Well, that's what Rabbi Schneider is going to be talking about today in our series titled Mysteries of Creation. Scripture tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and each person on this planet was created by God's hand. So as we prepare to head into the weekend, let's learn more about God's purpose for the lives that He has given us. Here is Rabbi Schneider with today's message.
We're digging deep into the book of Bereshit, which is the Hebrew word for the book of Genesis. It's truth that many have not heard, and it absolutely can change your life. I'm looking here at verse number 9. We're looking at the process of the mystery of creation. Then God said, "Let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. Now go back to verse number 2 with me. "The earth was formless and void, and darkness was moving over the surface of the deep." Now listen, "and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters." So once again, verse 2, the earth was still, it had not been formed. It was void, it was empty, it was chaotic. It was a wasteland. It had not yet appeared. It was only in the mind of God. It hadn't taken on physical dimensionality yet. But what we find here in verse number 9 is that the waters below the heavens were gathered into one place. And then when the Lord gathered the waters into the one place, from there, the dry land appeared. So in the beginning in verse number 2, all we see is the darkness and the Spirit of the Lord is moving over the surface of the water. No earth as we know it today. But then in verse number 9, God gathers all the water together, and then out of the water, the dry land appears. Listen to verse number 10. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters He called seas. Let's read it together one more time, and then we're going to continue on. Then God said, "Let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters He called seas, and God saw that it was good. Now listen, if you think about this and consider the fact that mankind was formed from the earth, in other words, as we look at the creation of the earth, it tells us how we were created, because we were created from the dust of the earth. We read, for example, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 2, that man was formed from the dust of the earth. We read that from dust we came, and from dust we'll return. We were created from the dust of the earth. So the history of the world's formation speaks to us because it contains within it our formation as well. When you consider now that the dry land in verse number 9 and 10 appeared out of the water, and you consider the fact that that is a type and shadow of your formation, consider also, beloved one, that you came out of the water. Before you appeared in the world, where were you? You were hidden and surrounded in the water of your mother's womb. You too were birthed out of the water. Our women that have delivered before know that phrase, "the water broke." What does that mean? The water that encased your little one that was in your womb, it broke. And when that water broke, your little one was about to be delivered and to appear. So that water, listen now, becomes the womb of creation. The earth was brought forth out of the water. Once again, God said the waters below were gathered to one place. And then in verse number 10, and then God brought forth out of the water the dry land, and He called it earth. So out of the water, the dry land came forth. The water was the womb of the earth, right? Out of the water, the earth came. And you and I came out of the water of our mother's womb. So water is the womb of God's creation. That is why we're to be baptized in water in Jesus' name. Jesus said, "He that believes and has been baptized shall be saved." Why are we baptized in the water in the name of Jesus, in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Why do we go into the water? Because when we go into the water, beloved ones, and then listen, come out of that water, the concept is that we've been born again. The water has become, once again, the womb of our new birth. We go under the water, our old life passes away, it's buried. We come out of the water once again, born again. The water is the womb of creation. And so it's a beautiful thought to understand that those of you that have been baptized, when you went into the water, your old life was buried, then you came out of the water. Listen now, birthed a new creation, the water once again being the womb of creation, a brand new creature. And this is the way that Father wants us to live, as brand new creations, alive to Him, living our lives to Him, putting Him first, loving Him first. We're brand new creations.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi Schneider will be right back. To go beyond what you're hearing today, and to connect with this ministry further, simply visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up to receive Rabbi's weekly Seeds of Revelation newsletter, which includes up-to-the-minute ministry news, along with a powerful video devotional. Or if you prefer to connect by phone, call us today at 888-MY-RABBI. At the core of everything we do at Discovering the Jewish Jesus is our commitment to declare the whole counsel of God's Word from start to finish. In fact, Rabbi's unique way of connecting the Old and the New Testaments has helped people all over the world to understand the Bible with fresh eyes. To join us in this work of God, give a donation online today at discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-777-7835. And now here is Rabbi Schneider.
Now, I'm excited to move forward and get to the portion that I've been so much looking forward to delving into with you. We're going to move forward now, and now I want to get to the main point. Why did God create us? We've looked at the process. We've made application from the process. Now we're going to get to the main theme. Go with me now to the 26th and 27th verse of this same chapter, Bereshit or Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness." God made the world for man. He told man, "I want you to rule over it. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, over all the earth." So God made the world for man. But why did God make man? The world was made for us, but the bigger question is, why did God make us? Why? Hear me very carefully. God made you because He wants to share Himself with you. Now, that might at first not strike you as forcefully as I wanted to. So let's take a step back a bit. Have you ever felt really good about yourself in your life? Most of you had. There's been times in your life you just had really high self-esteem. And when you had really high self-esteem, didn't you love everybody? I remember, for example, during my days of wrestling as an athlete in high school, where I felt there wasn't anybody that I couldn't beat. I just felt on top of the world. I felt like I was on my way to attaining what I was seeking to attain in that sport. I loved everybody, and I wanted everybody to feel just like I did. I felt so good about myself. I felt so fulfilled. I felt so happy. And the outflow of that, of feeling so good about myself, was this. I wanted everybody to feel just like me. In other words, I wanted them to feel great. I wanted them to feel like they're the best. And when you feel good about yourself, you want other people to feel good about themselves. When you feel overflowing, you want to share that with other people. Now consider that in relationship to our Creator. God is so, I mean, there's no way to describe this adequately, obviously. He's so fulfilled. He is complete. He's fullness of joy, fullness of peace, fullness of victory. I mean, he is everything, but there's one thing that he needed. He needed somebody, listen, to share himself with. Now, don't misunderstand me. God's complete. But there was a desire in God's heart to share himself with somebody. He felt so fulfilled and so complete and so overflowing. What he wanted, beloved, was to give himself to somebody else. He wanted other people to share in what he is and what he has. He wanted other people to share in his peace. He wanted somebody to share his joy with. He wanted somebody to share in his victory. He wanted other people to feel what he feels. He wanted somebody to experience what he's experiencing. He's overflowing with the giving nature. He is by nature a giver. And so God created man in his image, listen now, because he was looking for somebody to give himself to. So God created you and I, listen now, to be receivers. That's why the church is called the bride of Christ. In Revelation, the church is the bride of Christ. Why are we called the bride? Because the bride's the receiver. It's the man that impregnates the wife and she receives the sperm. In the same way, the church is made to receive the Spirit of the living God. But we have to be in a posture of receiving to be able to receive him. The scripture says that the eyes of the Lord are looking to and fro across the earth, looking for somebody who is in a posture to receive him so he can show himself strong in their life. God created you and I in his own image because he made us to receive him. But in order to receive him, we have to be in the right posture. The scripture says, to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. But again, we have to be in a posture to fully receive, to be lifted up into a union with him, to experience what he wants us to experience. And he wants us to experience pleasure. How do we know that God wants us to experience his pleasure? Well, let me ask you this. Have you had a good meal in the last several days? Slow down and taste the next meal that you eat. Doesn't it taste good? Why does God give us the ability to experience the taste of sweet? Why does God give us the ability to enjoy our food? Because God's a God of pleasure. Why does God give us the ability to look at his creation and see his beauty, to see the flowers, the sunset, the birds? Because God's a God of pleasure. He wants us to experience his glory and his pleasure. Why does God give us the ability to experience the joy of sexual unity between a husband and a wife? Because God's a God of pleasure. He wants you to feel good. He wants to fulfill you and I. He wants us to feel great and marvelous. He wants to fill us with himself. He is the God of pleasure. But in order for him to do that, we have to be in a place where there's an open channel in our life to receive him. Jesus spoke about this in John chapter 14, verse 21 and 23. He said this. He said, if you love me and keep my word, I'm going to reveal myself to you, and my Father and I are going to come and make our home in you. In other words, Jesus said, if you put yourself in a posture where you create an opening in your life by loving me and obeying me, you're going to put yourself in a posture where the Father and I are going to come and make our home in you. We're going to reveal ourselves to you. You're going to be brought into unity with us, and you're going to experience everything that I died for you to experience. My joy, my peace, my pleasure, divine satisfaction. So the Holy Spirit will be bubbling up within you, and you'll hunger and thirst no more. Beloved, the mystery of creation. Why were you and I created? Because God wanted somebody to share himself with. That's why we're here. He wants us to feel good. He wants us to experience what he's experiencing. He wants us to experience his love and refreshment, his peace and his power. He created us to give us himself. But you and I have a will. We have to choose to put Him first. And when we do, He's going to do for us what He did for Abraham. He said to Abraham, Abraham, because you obeyed me, I'm going to greatly bless you, he said. And he said, I am your reward. God Himself is to be your reward. Will you love God and put yourself in a posture to receive Him? When you do, I can promise you this, He will make you extremely happy. The scripture says, he that puts their hope on Him will not be disappointed. Understand your purpose. Our purpose is that we were created by the Creator because the Creator wanted someone to share Himself with. He wants to impart Himself to you. He wants to impart His nature to you through His Son, through the Lord Jesus. If you will put yourself in a posture and put Him first in your life, everything that you ever desired is going to be fulfilled in God's way, and you're going to be more satisfied than you ever dreamed possible. Eye is not seen, and ear is not heard, and never has it even entered into the heart of man, the things that God our Creator has prepared for those that love Him. Beloved, He's waiting for you. The Spirit of God is hovering over your life, just waiting for you to love Him and put Him first so He can speak into you and say, let there be light.
You're listening to a message from Rabbi Schneider titled, Why Did God Create You? Here on Discovering the Jewish Jesus. And you know, the book of Genesis, it's so foundational because it explains why God created us, and it really does give us an instruction manual for life. And it's really sad that not many people study the Bible today. But when you view Scripture through a Jewish lens, you can really deepen the roots of your Christian faith. And that's why we have a treasury of messianic content online just for you at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And while you're there, consider if the Lord is leading you to partner with us this year. Now here is Rabbi again.
In 1 Chronicles and 2 Samuel, David said, the Lord has given me breakthrough like the breakthrough of waters. Breakthrough is a power that goes forth from our life or we see in our circumstances in which we're able to move forward successfully. Breakthrough in the personal realm happens when we experience what I'm calling an expansion of the Spirit. You see, Jesus has purchased peace for us in the Spirit. He said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. But many of us are not living experientially in that freedom. So breakthrough brings us into a greater occupation of our inheritance of freedom. So breakthrough can happen personally in the Spirit, in our emotions, in our mind, and it can also happen circumstantially when the Lord opens a door for us to move forward into a greater place of success or freedom or abundance. There's an anointing on my life and on this ministry for breakthrough. And the Lord gives anointings so that they could be spread and transferable to others. So by being connected to this ministry, you also will experience greater breakthrough in your own life. And so as I reach out to you today, I'm inviting you and asking you to come closer to us and to partner with the Lord by becoming part of the Discovering the Jewish Jesus community. When I'm saying partnering with the Lord through Discovering the Jewish Jesus, I'm talking about consistently absorbing the teaching so that you can be blessed by this ministry, that it will extend your walk with God in the earth and personally. And I'm also talking about honoring the anointing on the ministry by financially partnering with us. See, I believe that the anointing that we honor is the anointing that we receive from. So I want to thank you in advance for your love and for your support. And now I just want to pray for you. Father God, for every one of these dear ones that you love so much that's listening right now, that they would come into greater peace and a greater knowledge of you through the Son of God, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah.
If God is leading you to support this ministry with a gift of any amount, then I'd like to invite you to call us today. You can reach us at 800-777-7835. You can also connect with us right from the home screen of the Rabbi Schneider mobile app. You just click the donate button in the middle of the screen, and then if you want to send your gift of any amount in the mail, write to us at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. That's P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. Or you can automate your gift each month by signing up to become a monthly partner online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. You can also partner with us by text. Just type the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. And as our way of saying thank you for your generous financial gifts, we'll send you a copy of our current newsletter, which includes highlights and events from around the globe, along with an insightful word from Rabbi's wife, Cynthia. And speaking of Cynthia, she was recently in the studio with Rabbi, and she took a few minutes to record a word of encouragement just for us.
Shalom. I want to share a testimony that should encourage you. You know, discovering the Jewish Jesus is reaching people in all walks of life. And that's what I love about it. I love the beauty of Father God going everywhere through discovering the Jewish Jesus to reach them with his love, to reach them with his heart. In this testimony, it's a man who was in prison, Anthony, and he says, Rabbi, I was in prison when I first heard about you. And so I wanted to see the program myself. I watched it and was amazed about how much I truly didn't know about the real Yeshua. I am now happily married and have a son. I believe that Yeshua uses you to teach and reach out to people like me. You know, Anthony is just one of many that found the Lord in the low places. How many of you found the Lord in low places? Whether you're in prison or whether you've been in adultery, you know, the Word of God shows that's right where he goes. He goes after those that are in low places to reach out and bring them out and say, go forward, sin no more, and be full of resurrection life of Yeshua. I pray that today you are being lifted up to higher places to be free and free indeed.
Thanks, Cynthia. And then before we close today, let me remind you to subscribe to our new podcast. It's a great way to keep Rabbi's teaching close at hand while you're out and about this summer. It's free, so be sure to download it on your favorite podcasting platform. And now to close today's message, why did God create you? Here is Rabbi Schneider.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, we find a personal blessing from God our Father. This blessing should touch our hearts because it's so personal. Father God wants to intimately bless you. So receive his blessing into your life today with gladness and an open heart.
Yavarechecha Yahweh vayishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh panav elecha Vihunecha Yisa Yahweh panav elecha Ve'asem lecha
Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you and shalom.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us again next week when Rabbi Schneider explains why God is all we need. That's coming up Monday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.